Hello everybody, my name is Sylvain Vrignon. I'm a PhD student at ISARA, Lyon, in France. And today I will speak about a part of my PhD, deal with the effect of nitrogen fertilization on ecological services provided by forage relay intercropping legumes with winter wheat under organic condition. So why study forage legumes? Currently, main issues in crop production are to reduce the use of fossil energy and reduce the use of herbicide to lead to a crop system more sustainable. In this context, organic crop livestock free are very sensible to these main issues, and legume insertion may be an agroecological practice. Because in organic it's very high ecology, and the legume may use symbiotic nitrogen fixation to improve the nitrogen for the following crop, because in this kind of system nitrogen deficiencies are a very big challenge, and legume may apport maybe a solution. And another problem is the weed infestation, and forage legume may mitigate weed infestation between two cash crops. And we choose to intercropped forage legume with a cash crop because in this case we expected that the weed control start just after the wheat harvest, the cash crop harvest. And in previous study, no effect of cash crop of forage legume was found on yield of the cash crop, but in organic system, this cash crop performances are known to be very low and variable. So, if services are expected the second year, on the first year, farmers generally choose to apply fertilization to ensure the crop performances, the cash crop performances. But in grain legume cereal intercropping, the nitrogen fertilization is not to increase the cereal yield, but in the same time, it decreases the legume biomass. But however, few to none references exist with forage legume. That's why we want to understand the incidence of half-farm nitrogen input on performances of wheat on the one hand, and on ecological service provided by forage legume by using five on-farm field experiments. These field experiments are situated in France near Lyon. And in this context, winter wheat was sowing in October, and in March, we choose to sowing two forage legume spaces, the white and the red clover spaces. The white clover spaces is known to grow slower than the red clover during the intercropping. This is a split plot experiment with a control treatment without cover crop, only the wheat, and we undersowing the two spaces, and we cross with and without nitrogen fertilization. At wheat harvest in July, we monitoring wheat, weeds, and forage legume biomass, and we measure the wheat performances, the grain yield, and protein content in the grain. After this time, forage legumes were maintained up to the cover crop killing in February, just before the sowing of the following crop. In your system, it's a maize. And just before the cover crop killing, we measure the two ecological services expected, the weed control by measuring the weed biomass, and the nitrogen accumulation, but only in the aerial part. So the main result of this study, we showed that on this box plot the grain yield according to different treatment, wheat sole crop and the two intercropped forage legume. We show no significant difference of the presence of cover crop on grain yield. And when fertilization was applied, this fertilization increased the grain yield as expected, but no, this increase was the same whatever the cover crop killing was the cover crop tested. Concerning the protein content, we show there are no difference between the three treatments, the cover crop had no effect of protein content, and when fertilization was applied, we show a significant difference only for red clover, but this effect varied a lot according to site, effect. We have a site effect very important for the for this one. So, concerning the two ecological services, at cover crop killing, we show that there is a large increase of wheat biomass for white and red clover compared to control treatment without cover crop. And concerning the fertilization effect, we showed that wheat biomass was higher for fertilized white clover cover crop, but we didn't show any difference for red clover cover crop, and no effect of fertilization was observed for cover for control treatment. So that means we have an effect of nitrogen fertilization only for white clover cover crop. Concerning the second services, we showed that white clover accumulates more nitrogen than red clover cover crop. This might be explained by biomass higher for white clover compared to red clover cover crop. Concerning the effect of fertilization, we didn't find any effect of fertilization on red clover cover crop, but we showed that nitrogen fertilization decreases nitrogen accumulation for white clover cover crop. This decrease of nitrogen nitrogen accumulation may be explained by lower biomass found on white clover cover crop. So to conclude, we showed that re-intercropped forage legume had no significant effect of wheat performances. This is a good point. And we showed that white, both white and red clover provided the two main expected ecological services. But we showed there are some differences between the two species, because white clover accumulates more nitrogen than red clover, but red clover controls better the wheat infestation, and it controls earlier wheat infestation, because I don't show in the results, but we observe significant control, significant decrease of wheat biomass at wheat harvest for red clover, but not for white clover. Concerning the effect of fertilization, we showed that the organic nitrogen fertilization increased wheat performances, but at the same time it decreased the two main services provided by the legume. We observed higher wheat infestation in fertilized condition, and a lower nitrogen accumulation, and these two services are it's really true for the white clover species. In perspective for this this study, the forage legume may be a solution under organic condition to control the wheat infestation after the cash crop harvest, and it's a good point because there are no weeding operations are necessary in this case, and it's good for farmers because under organic condition weeding operation are necessary a lot of energy and the time. However, with cover crops there are no problem, because just the cover crop it's sufficiently to control the weeds. And forage legume provide additional nitrogen around 90 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and this quantity is available for the following crop. So thank you for your attention. If you have any question, I'm really I'm really happy to answer this.
Thanks. Do we have any questions?
Yes.
What was your sowing method? Did you broadcast it or drill it?
Yes, it was broadcasted.
Broadcast.
Yes, broadcast. Yes.
I apologize. I came in just after you started. What type of both red and white clover did you use? Was it a Ladino or an intermediate type white clover?
Good question. For the white clover, it's a little white clover.
So the intermediate type.
Yes, a middle type.
And the red clover, is it a medium type?
Yes, it's a medium type too, because it's too limited the risk of competition on wheat. Yes.
Okay, let's thank Sylvain.
Thank you.